Oh, it's 98.7. It's IPFM. It's Wednesday.
Wow, Jesus.
A lot of energy.
Calm down, Manny.
A lot of energy.
Wow.
The show is now sponsored by Red Bull. We really like Red Bull. And after this, we should get a Red Bull.
And you'd be happy to know I've had no bits fall off yet.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about the mic or just in general?
No, in general.
That's positive. How are you?
I'm really good, actually, yeah.
Yep. Who are you wearing this evening?
This is my Luau shirt.
Ah.
You know Lou?
Tajay. Yeah.
Probably.
I hate when they do that, the ceremonies. Who are you wearing?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a suit. Who's it from?
No, they always asked.
I don't know. I didn't look at a label. I just got it. Peter Jackson. We've got a good show.
Got my suit from there.
Did you? Ooh, Peter
Jackson.
You hired it?
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. It takes a long time for young men to grow into suits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're 16 or something, or even a bit later, and it's just shoulder padville.
Yeah.
And you got a little pinhead with your shoulder pads.
And then, you know, there's a certain amount of time where you fit it correctly.
Yeah.
And then
that changes
less correctly.
As well.
Yeah, and then even less again.
There's a conspiracy theory. I know at least three guys, my mates, that have got married, mm-hmm. and they go within 3 to 6 months,
yep.
they couldn't fit back into their wedding suit. They just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know either. Mental. So today we're doing a sports report as per usual.
Yeah, I thought we might.
We're going to make a little bit of a redemption on the trivia from last week because we...
We defecated the bed. Yes, we did.
Also, I've got my list of most boring sports to watch on TV, so that's going
to
be
looking
exciting.
Looking forward to that one,
I'm going to do that in a monotone and as boring as possible to go along with the segment.
God damn it.
What else we got?
Look, I thought we'd do Who's Got More?
Oh, yeah, Who's Got More? I've actually got it ready this week.
Yes, so awesome. What did I see this week?
Yep.
You might have just... did you end up seeing anything in the South?
Like I saw the latest episode of Curb.
Yep, and and some chat and stuff. I think trivia. We've got trivia, of course.
Yeah, trivia.
We did that.
I'm always like halfway through something.
Oh, good.
Like I watch a lot of half shows. I annoy people because I treat Netflix like TV where I flick.
Yeah.
It's good though because it remembers where you were.
Yeah.
So you don't go, I missed something, and you go back and...
They should change the name.
To...
Mattflix.
Mattflix. I don't mind that. Okay. With a big M and it goes, doo-doo.
Yes, of course.
Honestly, it's Pavlov's dog, that thing. I tell you, they're doing it.
Every time.
There's psychology behind it. All right, we're going to kick off the show with a little bit of, what is this? Miguel and Diplo. Don't forget my love, Steve. Don't forget my love. You're a 98.7.
Diplo?
I don't know.
What is a Diplo?
It's good. It's a good song. Remember the feeling in my love. Diplo and Miguel, 98.7. Don't forget my love. Steve loved it. Mm. You absolutely loved it. 13 minutes past four.
not exactly.
I like that song.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Time for a weather.
Sound like chewing gum for the brain.
Which is also pretty good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, it might be juicy fruit, which we will talk about a little bit later on in the show.
It's rhyming slang.
What, juicy fruit?
Yeah, no, you get... Sometimes you don't get so well and you juicy fruit it.
No, I don't know that one.
No, I mean,
okay. What does it feel like, Steve?
I'm going to say 18.3.
Oh, close. Feels like 16.6. Actually is 18.8.
Now, do you mean outside the studio or...
Yeah.
I'm talking inside.
Okay. Well, you've got to stipulate. For the forecast for the rest of the week, now it might even be nice and give you a Monday as well. Tomorrow is going to be 21 and cloudy. Friday, I've organised some good weather for the weekend.
Thank you.
Mostly sunny in 27. Saturday, partly cloudy in 26. Mm. Sunday, cloudy and 23. And I'll go one extra day because, you know, Easter. Shower or two and 22.
People still go away at Easter?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
As a kid, I always remember Easter was like big. It was something would happen.
I still get scared of the Easter bunny.
Bunny, birds, what is it with you?
Well,
and the letter B.
You know, I think I said this last Easter, and I say this every Easter.
Right.
You know, there's a universal image of the Tooth Fairy.
Yep.
There's a universal image of Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
There's a universal image of blah, 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 of a leprechaun.
Yeah. Right.
And there's no universal image of a bunny. So I think of a 6 foot man bunny.
Like Bugs.
Yeah, but it doesn't speak.
Mm.
And I tell you what, if I'm a kid and I wake up and there's a 6 foot bunny in my room just standing there, oh my God, I'm terrified.
You need to see somebody, man.
I do.
Anybody.
Yeah, good job it isn't the Easter bird. Otherwise, I would be genuinely terrified.
You would be going to, you'd go to Amsterdam.
I was doing a job the other day up in, I want to say Nanagoon.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
And they've got these birds and they're kind of like ibises and they're just walking around. You go, no, I can see what I'm doing, but they're creepy. And they just don't move. I was in my van and they just didn't want to get out of the way. And I'm like, yeah, see, birds are scary.
Was there turf?
It's their bird turf. Fuel as well. Sorry, distracted.
Oh, yeah.
Cheapest in the area. Actually, today you want to go to the Epicenter. $1.87.9
is
the cheapest for unleaded. And during the diesel, you want to head to... Oh, we've got a different one here as well. Seaford, United Seaford Road. $1.87.9 as well.
Does it still jump up before the holidays? You know, it used to always be... should have got it the day before.
I think so. We've got some celebrity birthdays for you as well. Mm-hmm. Michael York. Show Michael York.
Yeah, bowler Yorker.
Yeah, 82 today. We've got Andrew Farris, keyboard player for NXS.
Yeah, much Hollywood, but that's okay.
He turned 65. Quentin Tarantino.
Who?
Big dog.
He's your buddy.
61 today.
Okay.
We've also got Jessie J, your mate.
Oh, yes.
36 today.
Yeah, she goes all right.
And this one, because I've got a bit of a cheat code today, I've got some events that happened on this day in history.
Whoa.
I know. How's this one? The first fingerprint was ever used as evidence in England to solve a murder case in 1805. First fingerprint. Not bad. This day in what year? Let's go with some of them are crap.
Oi.
How about this one? On this day in 1985 was the first time the unleaded petrol went on sale in Sydney. Shortly after the following states followed. And what's the other one? We got another good one as well. On this day as well, the longest TV commercial ever aired. And that was in, what country was it? It was in the Netherlands.
How long?
Have a guess. It was for Lipton iced tea.
Well, I don't know, 2 minutes? No. 2.5 minutes?
No, long, higher.
6 minutes?
Higher.
What the hell, 12?
Higher.
Get out. No.
24 minutes. Yeah, in 2005.
How do you get away with that?
I have no idea.
Well, there would have been people throwing things at the screen.
I know, it's like, because after like a minute, you'd be going, gee, that's pretty long, isn't it? There you go, well, it's not going to last that much longer. Obviously, we're just going to sit here.
You'd think it was the TV show. Has it come back yet?
Yeah.
It'd be drop kicking the TV outside.
Unbelievable. No unbelievable. Way. Did you have a little thing that you wanted to talk about in this little segment as well?
I was reading something during the week, and it's not necessarily new news. But when I was reading it, I was saying to myself, what are the chances of this happening? Like, it seemed really unlikely.
Mm.
And I just thought to myself, what are the chances? And then something else happened just recently.
Mm.
And I went, wow, what are the... And I did it twice. And I thought, if I've said it twice, I could just tell everybody's probably thinking it.
Yeah.
I thought I'd do is you're an odds man. You're a basketball sort of savant, you know, with the odds of the win.
I'm an idiot savant without the savant.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm just going to tell you this story quickly, and then you give me a percentage chance.
Okay.
All right, here we go. There's this bloke called Charles, and he's not feeling well.
Yeah.
So he goes to the doctor.
Mm.
The doctor says, oh, you've got an enlarged prostate.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, well, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to operate and fix you up.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Mm.
He's got a daughter-in-law, and her name's Kate. And she goes to the doctor and says, oh, I've got a stomach. I'm feeling bad in my stomach. And they say, oh, yes, you've got a problem in your stomach. We're going to have to operate and fix that.
Mm.
Each of them, when they had their operations, got told, oh, and by the way, we found cancer.
Right.
Not where we were operating, but somewhere else.
Oh.
What are the chances? Come on. Charles goes to hospital for an enlarged prostate and gets told he's got cancer somewhere else, but not there.
But did they do where?
They haven't told us.
Okay.
And then,
is this an article you saw?
And then Kate. No, well, it's Prince. It's Charles and Kate.
Then
she goes and they say, oh, yeah, she went for an abdominal problem. They didn't exactly tell us what.
Yeah.
And now she's got Jack the Dancer as well. How is that? How is that both of them go for operations and both of them get told they've got cancer somewhere else? We weren't looking for it, but we found it. Luckily, we did. What are the chances of two people having that happen within, I don't know, a month of each other?
Well, I mean, you're missing a key fact.
What's that?
That they're royals.
Sure.
So I don't think whenever they go into the doctor, I don't think they go, I've got something on my arm. And they go, well, we're just going to look at that. I reckon they get told every time they go to the doctor, they have to have a full checkup.
And this is the only time in our lifetimes that both of them got told essentially at the same time, you've got cancer, but it's somewhere else.
I want to say 25%.
I'm going to say 0.00 something.
So what are you saying, a conspiracy? What are you saying?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying anything. What I'm saying is, what are the chances?
Mm.
I mean, I understand people, some people probably do that happens. But two people, same family, within a month of each other, come on.
Yeah, but it's not Mr. and Mrs. Joe Blow, is it?
No, I get that.
But
what about the week before?
They've probably got a team.
I've got another one for you.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
Yeah, we've got to be quick on this.
All right, you open up the biscuits.
Yeah.
Right, you got that plastic thing and they got that thingy inside it, the container inside it.
The tray.
And you slide the tray out.
Yeah.
Okay. And you always slide it out a bit far, right?
Yeah.
Now, you slide it out and you go, oh, well, it's like a biscuit? Sure, I'd like a biscuit. Yeah. Would you like one? Sure. And you take them and then you can never slide it back in.
No.
All right. Is it because they want you to eat more? You eat until there's nothing, like you keep eating until you can't see any more biscuits, right?
It's not bad.
What are the chances that it's deliberate, right? That they deliberately make the bottom bumpy so it doesn't slide back in so you eat more biscuits. What are the chances?
65%.
I reckon it's...
Same as back in the day with cigarettes, and they would have a plastic coating over the packet.
Right.
Like a little see-through one.
Yeah, you had to...
And if you took that off, you're not getting that back on. Not that there's any purpose to do it. No, but I remember as a kid, I mean, I didn't smoke when I was a kid, but mum and dad I would take it off and go, oops, and I'll try and put it back on.
So you had that line thing, isn't it? You'd sort of spin it around.
Spin it, which is fun as well, but you could never get it back on.
Why would you want to?
I don't know. I'm just letting you know.
Sometimes the top bit would come off and you have the bottom on, and then you try and get the bottom off on its own, but it's not easy because you'd be there with your thumbs.
But I like the conspiracy theory for the,
I don't know about what it
is. You know what? That's a double conspiracy theory is what that is.
Maybe.
Unintentional conspiracy theory.
All right. Well, I don't know. We'll have to have a talk about this segment.
I know. We'll talk about it during the song. Right now, Stereophonics, Fly Like an Eagle, 98.7. Thinking about quitting. I think it's just going to be a piano from now on. Stereophonics, Fly Like an Eagle.
Okay.
The soothing sounds. Righto. Right now, it's time for everybody's favourite segment.
Short and sharp tonight. Yeah. Today.
By the way, it's not my favourite segment. My favourite segment is trivia. So,
yeah, good.
FYI.
All right, I'll do quick and then we can talk quicker.
Okay.
All right, the AFL. You always start with the AFL.
Oh, yep.
And this week, Matty, I don't know whether you noticed, but this week there was a combination of upsets.
Oh.
And favourites winning.
Oh, who kicked a goal?
And that, what?
Did anyone kick goals?
Oh, probably. Yeah. I'm sure they went all nil all draws.
Yeah.
So, yeah, combination of favourites and upsets this week.
Wow.
All right. So, let's go on to NRL.
Oh, yeah.
And my team, I'm glad you asked, were down 18-4 and the opposition were about to score a try and then bombed it, as they say, which is when it's a major... Not very good thing.
Major not good thing.
and then, of course, we came back and scored 42 points without them scoring another point.
You got to sniff when you do that. Yeah. They're 42-0.
Pretty happy.
Not even a real big deal, to be honest.
Pretty happy. Yeah, pretty happy with
you
that.
You were all playing against a bunch of cones, though. You were just...
you wish. All right, Formula One. Whether you saw over the weekend?
I saw zero.
It was in Melbourne.
I think it's Melbourne.
Melbourne. Keep getting that wrong.
Yeah, Melbourne.
And Brisbane, I've got to remember.
Yeah.
All right, so...
in Canberra.
I particularly like the pre-pre episode.
The pre-pre?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's P-R-E-P-R-O-X,
was it grand?
No, that's grand.
No, it wasn't grand pre-pre.
And I'm almost effervescing when I tell you that Verstappen didn't win.
Wow, Evanishin and Verstappen in the same sentence.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a problem with his vac right caught on fire. I think a brake was on permanently.
When that happens.
And the crowd just went... Oh,
that's a shame.
Not really.
And they all went, smallest violin playing just for you.
So Carlos Sainz, the guy who's leaving that team next year, he's getting the flick so Hamilton can come in. He wins from Leclerc, Norris, Piastri fourth.
It's French for the clerk.
While I'm at it, I may as well do it. Daniel Ricciardo finished nowhere of any consequence, 12th, I think. And there was only 19 in it and he didn't do very well at all. And I'm going to say that he won't be driving by the end of the season. I think they'll give him the Ricciardo. Flick before the end of the season. Yep.
He'd be all smiles, though.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised. It'll look good on that show on Netflix.
Yeah. And wasn't there some... didn't our Aussie guy kind of get screwed over by...
No, not really. Piastri, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got told to let Norris come through.
That's a shame.
It's team racing orders. That's how it works. You've got the best...
I know.
You've got the number one and you've got the number two.
No.
Number one always...
What's the difference in points? A point?
No, he's much further in front, Norris. Oh, in terms of winning the positions?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been a point or two perhaps, yeah.
But isn't this the first or second race of the season?
Third, I think, yeah.
We used to be the first, didn't we, Melbourne?
Maybe.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Okay. I'm telling you, we all used to be the first. Well, it's a shame, though. It's like, yeah, it's, you know, home crowd. Could have got up on the podium. People have gone ballistic.
It's been like that forever. You've got a number one.
Cold-blooded.
He goes into the team knowing he's the number one.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, think of your heart, Steve. Wouldn't it be good?
The what?
Your heart.
Nah.
No,
it's business. No, it's business.
All right.
Norris is number one driver.
All right.
Shane Van Ginsburg, we've been missing.
By the way, you did cry at a dance on...
I did, yeah. Actually.
This guy, who cares? It's sport.
I did. Oh, that was a great dance. What was the name of that? I can't remember.
Whatever you call Blatter from now on, I'm just going to bring that up.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. So this is why guys don't share.
Yeah.
So SVG.
Yeah.
He actually raced in a NASCAR race. Yeah. Can you believe that? This guy just goes, you know what, I think I'm going to try NASCAR.
Mm.
Now, he's over there driving in like the third level Xfinity series, they call it.
Yeah.
But because he's a street guy, they were racing at COTA.
Oh, yeah.
You know COTA?
No.
Circuit of the Americas?
No.
No, in Austin, Texas. Anyway, so they went, oh, you know how to drive around corners. We'll put you up there.
Yeah.
And he was actually not doing too bad, but he did get out of sync with his tyre changes.
Yeah.
And as a result, he ended up finishing 21st. But he was competitive.
So nowhere of note?
Nah.
Okay.
But only because of the tyres, as I say. His times were good, but he was hoping for a yellow flag, so he went longer with bad tyres, meaning that the people with good tyres were going faster than him and they were catching him. If there's a yellow flag, he's got track position. No yellow flag.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that ship. All right. Cricket, I'm glad you asked. The IPL has started. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not really going to talk about the IPL as such.
Good.
It's a hit and giggle game. What I am going to say, though, is that I hadn't noticed before, but there are certain teams that have taken people from certain countries.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there and you support New Zealand, you probably want to support Chennai Super Kings. They've got like four New Zealanders in their team.
Super Kungs.
Anyway, there's a bunch of others. And last night I watched what I'm going to predict is going to be the best cricketer in the next 2 years, the best batsman in the world.
Yep.
A guy called Ravindra from New Zealand.
From New Zealand.
46 off 20 last night and looked absolutely special.
Ravindra.
Very, very good player. Very good player indeed.
Yeah, you're...
Not the greatest catcher in the world, but...
So it'd be cool if you could do like shares, except you could invest in cricket players and stuff.
He would have my money.
Yeah,
he's that good. That damn good.
That damn good.
All right, we should quickly do in cricket to Western Australia beat Victoria in the Sheffield Shield. Mm. Ashton Turner got the man of the match there. And Will Sutherland for Victoria. 5 for 75 and an 83. So pretty good all-round effort, but not good enough. So well done to Western Australia. Three in a row for Western Australia. The Verstappen of
cricket?
Cricket, yeah.
Yeah.
Three in a row.
Verstappen.
MLB, Major League Baseball, starts tomorrow our time. So get up nice and early. Yankees are playing Houston in a three-game series to start the year.
I'm taping it. Don't tell me the results.
All right, then. Quickly in basketball, Boston by 11 still over the Bucks and 13 over Cleveland. It's
pretty
all over.
Yeah.
All over Red Rover in the East. They've only got about 10 games to go and they're 11 in front. So they're a fair chance.
Even if they lose every game, they'll still be in front.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. And still really tight in the opposition in the West there, Nuggets over...
It's the Wild Wild West.
Yeah. And your Lakers are starting to show a little bit at the end of the season. By the way, Golden State, they're out.
Out.
Have to be gone. They're 13 and a half behind with only about 10 to play. So
they're
not going to win.
Yeah.
And they're playing like... Well, they're not playing well. How about we say that?
Fecal matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
On a stick.
Yeah.
So, so they're playing poorly at the moment. And but your Lakers have woken up a little bit. They beat the Bucks today, or I think it was today.
I think
today?
It was yesterday, wasn't
yesterday?
It?
Yesterday?
Okay. Oh, maybe it was today.
And the Bucks are like number two in the other conference. So maybe. You might be half a sniff.
Well, Mike will say. I'm looking forward to seeing what will happen with that. But, you know, if LeBron's in there, he's a chance.
Yeah.
He's a chance.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it's looking like the Celtics are the odds-on favourite.
Yep. As long as they have to play the Heat.
Yeah. I don't know what we're doing next. We might do Who's Highs next.
Sure. How
about that? Right now, Sting fields a goal. 98.7. You remember. Ah, yes.
Lacked a bit of oomph, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a chill one. Yeah, we're chilling. We're chilling, Steve.
You all right today?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm walking in fields of gold, that's all.
You came in at a million miles an hour and then you play that and you just...
Well, now I'm just...
You've got to wake him back up now.
I was doing my love song dedications. Right now...
Yes.
We're going to be doing some Who's Higher.
Yes, please.
Now, this isn't about illicit drugs. This is about who's got more followers on Instagram from me to you.
Okay.
And for you, it's... God knows what it is this week. Turnips or peaches.
No,
or
come
what
on.
What country has more wasps?
That is ridiculous.
All right.
No, that's a good one for next week.
Thank you. All right, Steve. Who
yes,
has
sir.
More followers on the gram?
On the gram. The
Mike,
IG.
Mike Tyson.
Right.
Or Logan Paul.
Ah, I'm going to say Logan Paul by the length of the straight.
That is incorrect.
Oh, what the hell?
Logan Paul, 27.1 million.
Yep.
Mike Tyson, 27.2 million.
When did you do that number?
Today. Today. This Damn. Is from 1983.
Hey, who cares? What's Mike? Oh, I suppose he's preparing for a fight. Maybe he's got a few people over there because of the fight that he's preparing for.
Yeah, and doesn't he do stuff?
He does podcasts and that, but...
And he's also... But, I mean, there's a certain generation, you know, young men that like saw Mike Tyson when... If you were 15 to or 10 to 25 when Mike Tyson was knocking out everyone, he's got you.
Yeah, but he's not doing it now.
No.
But to be honest, he does say some things that make sense.
No.
Occasionally he does.
No,
come
no,
on.
No, no.
Occasionally.
No.
I'm saying every word.
He said that France used to be attached to Africa.
I'm not saying he's the smartest guy in the world. Come on. But what I am saying is he's got wisdom. He wow. doesn't have intelligence. He's got wisdom.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
He might have intelligence.
He doesn't, and you're wrong.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not even an opinion.
Ouch.
That's not even an opinion. That's
Ouch.
A fact. All right. Who has more followers on Instagram,
right,
Steve?
Right.
Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Or National Basketball Association.
Yeah. So who are the young kids going to?
NBA or
They're going to the NBA
NBL.
Because look at the size of those blokes. I'm going to go NBA.
NBA is correct. 87.3 million. Mm-hmm. NBL, 10.7 million.
Yeah. That's a shame.
I'm guessing that's also because one's international and one's more... localized.
I do say it's America's favorite sport, though.
Baseball. Yeah.
Or favorite pastime, maybe.
All right. Battle of the Billionaires. Battle of the Billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Who's got more followers on Instagram?
Mm.
Jeff Bezos.
Right.
You know, the guy at Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or William Gates, a.k.a. Bill.
Oh, God.
Nerd off. Microsoft.
Oh, wow. I need a coin. Amazon. I'm going to go Amazon.
Amazon, Jeff Bezos, 4.2. Bill Gates, 10.8.
No, not even close. I've got no idea. How
one out of three.
No
of
idea.
Three. I mean, the. To be honest, I was thinking Logan Paul was going to have way more than Mike Tyson as well. Because I think of them and then I looked them up.
Yeah.
I was like, I would have got that wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was guessing like 50 for him and then Mike Tyson. But I was surprised when Mike Tyson's got 27.
I thought I'd finally turned the corner and I was using my logic to, you know, for good instead of evil.
Although the overall board's a lot more even now. I reckon you're like 40, 60. Where at the start you were like zero gajillion.
I still think I'm all behind like the elephant though.
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying. That's the main thing. All right,
Maddie.
Yeah.
Look, I understand that some have been a little bit more obscure than others that I've asked you. And it hasn't been fair. I accept that.
Yeah, here we
And go. Certainly Who's the letters have been getting in have indicated that also.
Big setup here.
So what I thought I'd do is I'd go to a sport, because you like sport.
Wow.
I thought I'd go to a sport, and in particular a sport where, and I'll give you a clue, it's a sport where you get a point for missing. You get a point for failing.
Right,
okay.
AFL,
correct. Yeah. So this is who's got more
points.
All right, Lance Franklin.
That's the answer.
Or Lee Matthews. Who kicked
Lance
more
Franklin.
Points? Lance Franklin, 742 points in his career.
Yeah.
Lee Matthews, 724. Well done. Correct. 1 out of 1.
Come on, baby.
A couple of big blokes from yesteryear: Michael Roach or Paul Salmon. Who kicked more points? Who kicked more points?
I don't
points?
Even know who Michael Roach is.
Oh, he's a Richmond legend. Come on.
Paul Salmon.
No. Michael Roach, 307 versus 303. How about the Battle of the Shaw Brothers?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Tony Shaw or Ray Shaw? Both Collingwood legends, you know them both.
What position did Ray Shaw play?
They're both little fellas, both rovers.
I'm going to say Ray Shaw's got more points.
Ray Shaw kicked 191. Tony Shaw only 141. So, yes, indeed, you're 2 out of 3.
Come on, baby.
Now, last one-ish. The Battle of, and I can't remember her name, Bill Brownless or Gary Lyon? Who kicked more points?
Bill Brownless.
Or Gary Lyon?
I'm going to say Gary Lyon kicked more points.
Gary Lyon, 277. Bill Brownless, 291. So Bill Brownless, 2 out of 4.
All right,
here we go. Okay. Bonus point.
Yeah.
What question am I going to ask you for the bonus point?
Who did Gary Lyon's wife prefer?
Ba-ba. Yeah, Gary, if you're listening.
Billy Brownless's wife. Yeah, anyway.
No.
Okay.
The bonus point is who kicked the most points in their career. Who was the player who kicked the most
any
points
player?
In their... Well, no, a player that starts with G. Of course, any player.
Okay.
Who kicked the most points in AFL ever? That's the question.
Can I give more than one answer?
You can give 1,000 answers.
Okay. I'm going to say either Buddy Franklin.
We haven't mentioned his name.
Oh, Tony Lockett.
Incorrect.
Oh,
you want another?
Yeah.
Okay. Another. Well, this could. You might want to start doing the washing up at home now if you're there.
You had a lot of shots. Matthew Richardson.
No.
Was I even close?
Somebody who liked to have a shot at goal, right? They like to have a shot at goal. You might even have say they were hungry. No?
Nah.
Kevin Bartlett. Kevin Bartlett kicked 781 points in his career.
How many goals did he kick?
778. So it was about 50-50.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, when you think, I think Lance Franklin might have been second, and he kicked 1,066 goals and 742 points.
Yes, I know one year Lance Franklin, when he kicked like 110 goals or something, if you look at how many points, he scored more points than goals. And I'm like, man, even if he kicked 10% better, he would have got like 130 goals.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy though.
This is just a quick one. There was a bloke called John Dugdale, who I think used to play for North Melbourne, and he kicked something like...
two first names.
I'm going to say 217 goals... And like 8 points in his career.
Mr. Accuracy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the Steph Curry of kicking balls.
He was
sticks.
Indeed. There you go.
All right, there you go. That's
2 out of 4.
That was Who's Higher for this week. Right now we're going to Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's,
Alex the Seal?
No, it's Heaven on Earth. You know, it's the standard. It's the standard.
Got it.
If it plays. Ooh, baby, do you know that? 98.7 on Double PFM. Matt and Steve, we're driving you home. 12 minutes to 5. And I need some water. I'm going to go get some water.
When the news water. Is on.
Water with a D. So what are we doing? What we watched this week?
Yeah, did you see anything of interest?
I'm halfway through the documentary about We Are the World.
You said you're halfway through everything.
Yeah, We Are the Children. I'm halfway through that.
Right.
Terrible song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, but it was interesting to see how it all came about.
Yep. Who was the driving force behind that?
Lionel Richie.
Oh. Wasn't Quincy Jones?
Quincy Jones. He got involved. Okay. Quincy Jones, he just gets involved in everything. Even if you don't ask him to.
How old is Lionel Richie, would you say?
If he had 74.
Because I saw him on he's the judge on American Idol. He looks
pretty
darn good.
Well, I mean, he looked old when he was young.
Maybe.
He got an old head.
He just sort of hit 20 and then...
Just plateaued.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It's interesting to see just all the people in a room and, you know, people just go in, even though they might be quite famous, going, I can't believe they're in the room with all these famous people.
Yeah.
And I'm just up to a bit where Bob Dylan's trying to sing and he can't sing.
Oh, he can't sing.
And apparently, what's his name? Stevie Wonder's a very good mimic. So I just flicked it and I'm pretty sure they're going to say Stevie Wonder actually sings. Bob Dylan's bit in the song.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Have they talked about who decides who sings what? Because obviously there's a song that's been written.
Yeah.
Who gets a Guernsey? Who doesn't? Because there's a lot more people than verses.
It was more just who could the song that fit their range.
Right.
So there's some people that's like, well, we're not going to get blah 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 to do it because they can't sing in the range that we need the song to be in.
Right. Okay.
Because
I don't remember many women singing.
No. Well, I just saw the bit where it was Huey Lewis, Cyndi Lauper and Kim Wilde and they're doing their bit.
Right.
And Huey Lewis is like, well, Cyndi Lauper sings quite high and I'm trying to do it. And he's like, that's not really my range, but I'll try. Okay. And they're trying to get Prince there and Prince is like, I'm not going to come. If I come, I want to do my guitar solo in a room by myself. And they're like, well, we're all in a room together. We're not really doing that, Prince. And he's like,
we are the world and you're on your own over there.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm halfway through that. I also watched, not a movie, but I watched a trailer for Bad Boys 4.
Right.
With Will Smith. Yeah. Martin Lawrence is looking a little bit, what's the word, old?
Yeah.
And Will Smith is, I think this is his second movie since The Slap.
Mm-hmm.
And the trailer itself didn't look too good. So, and also, watch the last episode of, the next episode of Curb. I think there's only two to go now.
And how are we looking there? There was a vast improvement.
Look, it was okay. Mm. It was okay. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. I could see some of the things coming.
Yep.
The only bit that really made me laugh, the late Richard Lewis was in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, all right, well, Larry, you follow me back to my house and I'll see you there, babe.
Babe?
And Larry goes, did you just babe me? He goes, yeah, I babed you. He goes, don't you ever, ever babe me.
No, I understand.
And then they have this big, you know, they go, oh, babe, there's a babe. And then he goes, it slipped out, all right. He goes, oh, that's fine. Just don't babe me. And I did actually laugh at that.
He's got a point.
Because that did seem very improvised. It did seem like it just slipped out. It's like calling the teacher mum by accident. Yeah, it's okay. Like, did you call the teacher mum? So that's kind of what I watched this week.
Nice. Oh, well, that's a fair sprinkling.
Yeah.
I watched a movie this week with you. Mm. You'd seen it before. I hadn't. Mm. The Nice Guys.
Yeah, Nice Guys.
With
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
I can't remember his name.
I was going to say Martin Crowe. I've got cricket on the brain. And the other one, Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I remember saying to you, I thought the first 30-odd minutes of that movie were as good as I've seen. I thought Russell Crowe was in fantastic form. Ryan Reynolds was good, but I thought Russell Crowe was fantastic. I liked the story. Mm. Liked where it, looked interesting where it was going. Yeah, a little bit of a flat bit in the middle, but that was okay. It was good enough.
Yep.
And then I thought it had a ripper ending too. So. Yeah. Really happy with
that. 2 out of 3
amp out. 2 out of 3. Very, very good movie. I enjoyed it.
And you gave it a solid... you said it was in the 8s.
Yeah, I said it starts with an 8.
That's... If everyone playing along at home, that's a high number for Steve.
Yeah,
you know?
I liked it.
Yeah, I think the highest movie that you've given that I've seen you was an 8. No, you gave a 9 once.
Yeah, I think I'd had a few.
But
though.
You gave Goodfellas an 8.5. So that's the level.
Yeah.
That's the level. So it's hard to get there.
I'm not really good at splitting hairs. I just, like, that's in a group of elites. That's as far as I'm concerned.
Well, so it's one of those movies when it first came out, it didn't get a lot of hoopla around it. So it was a little, to me, it's a little bit of a hidden gem. I know it's on Netflix at the moment, and anyone out there that's interested in checking it out, you should. It's a good movie.
Please,
I like finding little movies where it's like, hey, wasn't this more popular? What's going on?
Yeah.
Here?
And the girl was Australian. The little girl was Australian.
Yeah, little Aussie chick. Yeah.
You know, I'd look afterwards to see what IMDb thought. And,
what was it? It's like 7.6 or something?
I think it was high-ish 7.
I'd give it an 8. Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with it. I was surprised. I must admit, I thought it was going to be good, but I didn't think it was going to be that good.
Well, I'm glad.
And it was funny. Like, I've always had trouble with movies that are purportedly funny because, look, it's a tough one, right? Humor is a tough one, so it doesn't always appeal. But to keep being funny throughout a movie, really tough to do. And I thought they spaced it out enough so that it kept reminding me that it was a funny movie.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good.
And there was good random bits in it as well.
There was some, you know, just like odd, strange bits.
Which I like that in a movie. Yep. You know, it's like, we know what's going to happen. Sure. He's going to go into the room and it's gonna, and then something will happen and you're like, oh, okay. And it's not just a little thing. It's a, oh, now this is a thing.
Yeah. No, I don't like that at all. I hate watching a movie and then going, oh, please don't tell me he's going to go in there and see that person's already dead. And they open the door and they're already dead. You go, come on.
Yeah.
How can I be writing this movie? I'm an idiot.
Extremely cliche.
So, yeah. But it was none of that. It was definitely, wow, I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's a pleasant surprise. Check it out. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, do it.
Actually, no, I think it's on Stan as well. Stan and Netflix. So,
it's worth it. It's worth the time. An hour and a half of time well spent.
And it's fun. Right now we're going in 50 Cent. And you know how many questions he's got, Steve? Do you know how many questions he's got?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
What, 20? 21.
21. 21 questions, 50 Cent. 98.7, right. Matt and Steve, driving you home. New York City. 21 questions, 50 Cent. 98.7.
21 questions.
21 questions.
How many answers?
I think he had an answer. Oh, no, he didn't have any answers. No answers. So, Steve, I'm a bit, I wouldn't say nervous. A little bit ill-prepared. I've got to go to trivia on...
You?
I've got to go to trivia on Thursday.
Thursday? You normally go Wednesdays.
With Naomi, friend of the show. You know.
Yeah.
Except, you know, I think I'm okay with trivia. We're going to be doing it after the news, you and I. We're probably going to get 20 this time, I would say.
At least.
But this is Sopranos trivia.
Ooh.
A little bit.
You know Sopranos.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about this, you said you were going to go back and look.
Yeah.
And you did that?
Yeah, nah.
Nah. Okay.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Nah, because even if I did it from when I was told I had to go, I mean, they're like hour-long episodes.
Mm.
And
they're not cliff notes. They've got no... Like, I know when you go on Netflix, it says, this is the thing where he does this to her and she doesn't like it.
Yeah, I might try and do it, or maybe watch people's reactions to it. What I think I'm going to be okay with? If I go through and I just look at IMDb and look at their characters' names, because, like, I know the people. I know what their heads look like.
Right.
But I don't know if, that's Tony Trombone or whatever.
They always
are. Johnny Tight Lips over here. I ain't saying nothing. So I think I might just do that. But I'm going for moral support. But she's very excited. And I want to try and help the team out. But
Is she the number one? Is she the, I know everything about Sopranos. And you're there saying, are you sure?
Except I did ask her a bunch of questions the other day. And she didn't do too well.
Yeah. So. Any of them Soprano related?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is it just you two or there's more?
It's just it was me and her and her brother-in-law. So,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
We need to hear what happens.
We'll do the trivia after this. Right now, time for the news.
Please.
RPPFM. So good we get two frequencies, 98.7 and 98.
Steve is so distracted these days. He started when he started doing a show with me, like, you got to be on top of it. Man. I'm wearing off on you.
I know.
Steve was just there just doing quotes from comedians. Okay, well, sorry about that, you go, what's going on? What's happening?
All right. I'm here.
Guess what we're doing now, Steve?
I would like you to tell me.
Yeah, we're doing the trivia.
Lovely jubbly. Yes.
Now, would you like a pen so you can mark them off as you go?
Like this?
Oh, yeah, like that one.
Okay.
It's similar, except it looks more like this.
Is blue okay? My end's a bit funny.
It is. I'm looking forward. So last week we didn't do too well. No. I think we got, let's be generous and say 14. Let's be ungenerous and say 12.
There'd only be one way to find that out for sure. How would that be?
Yeah, you can check it out on Matt. And, except don't listen this week because I'm about 3 weeks behind. So right. There's going to be a dump.
Oh, big dump.
Yeah, there's going to be a 4-episode dump coming up. So, yeah, but if you want to hear a show from 4 weeks ago, jump on Spotify and look up Matt and Co.
Righto.
Yeah.
Now, you ready? I need you to get into trivia mood.
Yes.
Do you need to
But also last week, I don't know if you remember, but I did the Any Time Starts Now and you did it perfectly.
Right.
And I want to do that again because I enjoy doing that.
Okay.
Ready? And our time starts now.
A person with great... Oh, dear. A person with great similarities to their parents is often said to be a chip off the old...
Block.
Right. What does the German word nein mean in English?
No.
No?
No.
No. All right. We're doing that one?
Yeah.
What type of living thing is and I'll spell it for you because
yeah, I'm good with that.
B-A-O-B-A-B.
Baobab. B-A-L.
B-A-O.
I'll Google it. Hang on.
Bab.
Bellbab.
Baobab. I think it's a tree.
All right. That's pretty hard for an early question.
I don't know what it is. All right, let's get going.
Can I say it?
Sure.
No, that's going to help.
Number three.
Number three. What type of living thing is a baobab? Baobab.
All right, then.
I don't know.
Yeah, same.
Okay, we'll just go with three because I've got literally nothing.
We've got a lot more to go.
So no, this is not off to a good start.
What hit song by Prince is about a woman wearing a particular type of headwear in a specific shade of red?
That would be Raspberry Beret.
Yeah.
And she got it from a secondhand shop.
That's the kind you'd find
store.
There.
Yeah.
Now, what name beginning with Q is an old-fashioned term for a quantity of 24 sheets of paper? 24 sheets of paper.
Court?
I've heard of a ream.
Yeah.
Oh, you know about that.
Install a ream.
Yeah.
A court? 24?
Yeah, it's not many, is it?
That's a weird number as well. If it was 25, I'd say it's definitely court.
I would have called it a not quite enough. Q. I don't know. I got nothing.
Let's go with court or quarter.
Court.
Court.
Quarter.
If you got nothing.
Quiver? Quaver?
Nah.
Semi-quaver?
Nah. That would be an SQ.
In which Australian state or territory is Tambourine Mountain? Hey, Mr.
New South Wales.
I don't
know. It seems like the most mountainous state.
All right. The Chihuahua.
Hey.
Chihuahua.
Sounds like Sopranos. She was a Chihuahua.
Dog breed is named after a state in which country?
Oh, jeez.
Chihuahua.
I'm going to say Mexico.
Mexico, surely.
This is hard.
I know. We should stop now. Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, and Rodney Dangerfield starred in what 1980 comedy film set around a golf course?
Caddyshack. That was terrible.
Is there another one?
I listened to a rug.
At least you did the neck thing, though. That was good. Not great on radio,
Don't respect at all.
You got me.
Yeah.
A tandem bicycle is how many seats?
Two.
In what sport was American Jennifer Capriati a champion player?
Oh, it was tennis, wasn't it?
Because of the trademark outfit. What? Because of his trademark outfit, late country music legend Johnny Cash was nicknamed the Man in
Black.
The Man in
Ring on Fire.
There was that movie about him, wasn't there?
Walked the line.
See anymore. In computing, for what do the initials CPU stand for?
Central. No, do you know?
I think it's a processing unit.
Yeah, something processing unit. CP
Central?
Central Processing Unit?
I think it, I'm sure of PU.
Yeah, PU.
What is that smell?
Oh, Pepe Le Pew.
Okay.
I just got with Central.
Yeah, I think Central. Okay. In which city was TV series Sex and the City set?
New York.
Not a city, no.
New York.
City, Sex and the City
set. I've actually watched all the Sex and the City set, believe it or not.
No, I believe it, actually. Yeah.
But at least I didn't cry. How do you think you can dance?
Unbelievable. Who was Prime Minister of Australia at the time of JFK's assassination?
JFRK.
No, no, just JFK.
JFR.
No, no. No.
Okay, try again. JFR.
No, 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 there's no R.
Just like Mayor Quimby.
No.
Who was the president? Yeah, so that was mid-60s. 1963.
Is that Gough Whitlam, was it? Or
he was 63.
He's 70s, he was gone. Who was before Gough Whitlam?
Who was someone that drowned?
Holt, Harold Holt.
What year did he drown?
Oh.
Early 60s?
Oh, it was back then. Do you reckon?
I reckon it was Harold Holt.
Holty? Or Menzies? Mm. I always say Menzies, and it's usually... Whenever it's an old Prime Minister, I go with Menzies.
All right, well, Harold Holt, wasn't there for very long because he drowned.
No. Do you want to go for Holt? That'd be like getting the putt from the edge of the green.
Well, I just know there were conspiracy theories that he... Like, didn't Russian spies, like, drown him or something? So I'm guessing it was
He went into a sub. He got picked up by a sub. Yeah.
So I'm guessing it was around the Russian time, Bay of Pigs, all this thing.
You want it,
right, how about this? This is going to be when we get one of these split ones. Yeah, do you want to? All right, do you want to?
Hang on, who am I going to go for? I'm going to go with Holt. No, you want Holt.
No,
all right, I'll have
Menzies then.
I'll have Menzies. All right, here we go.
No, okay, we'll just say Holt or Menzies. Yeah. We get half a point for that.
Damn straight.
Unless we get it right and then we get the full point.
It's his show, so it has to be like that.
Yeah.
J.R. Kennedy.
J.F.R.K.
No. come on. A tanuki.
Tanuki.
Maybe. T-A-N-U-K.
U-K.
U-K-I. Yeah. Tanuki.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what that is, then we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Is an animal that is also known as the Japanese what? Now, it's either a possum cat.
Okay.
A raccoon dog. Or a
man bear pig.
Sloth monkey.
Let's go with sloth monkey.
Tanuki.
Yeah, let's go with the sloth monkey. Well, I mean, they've got sloths in Japan, don't they? Or is that Africa?
I don't know. Sure, why not?
Well, they got monkey.
We need to pick one. I don't have any idea.
I'm
going to
go with sloth monkey.
I'm not going to be able to help you.
Also, it sounds cool. I'm a bit of a sloth monkey.
You just want to say sloth monkey a number of times.
Yeah.
Who wrote the children's book The Wishing Chair?
This is not a strong point for
either. As soon as I see who
Stephen
wrote.
Stephen King.
I see who wrote and I've gone.
The Wishing Chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, I know The Faraway Tree.
Same person.
Yeah, is it?
Hmm.
No, I don't know who wrote that either.
So when you say you know the
book. No, I know the book.
You know the book.
Yeah.
That's handy.
I don't know. Do you know?
No,
do you know?
No.
All right. Let's just go with...
Enid Blyton.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. Not J.K. the legendary pirate.
Hitler.
Edward Teach was better known as what? Or by what name?
Blackbeard.
I was going to say Bluebeard. No, we'll go with Blackbeard.
Yeah.
By tradition.
Also, JFRK.
by tradition, the Swiss Guard protects the holder of what important position? The Swiss Guard.
Oh.
The Swiss Guard.
The Swiss Guard.
The Swiss Guard.
Yeah,
I can say it a number of times.
The holder of what important position?
Yeah, it has to be like the Pope or something, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Better be the Pope.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take that.
Yeah.
That
was inspired.
Divine, that's D-A apostrophe Vine, Joy Randolph, won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar this year for her role as a cafeteria manager in which film?
And that's you've got a picture of her. Okay.
There's a lot to love.
Cafe.
She was a cafe manager.
Oh, I do know this.
Well, then just say the answer then.
Oh, the one. And it's got Paul Giamatti in it.
Yeah.
And they're at the school.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And the name of it was...
I want to see it.
And it's...
and she's the manager. The housekeepers.
Want a coffee? Sure, I'll get it for you.
The house, the book...
Paul Giannopoulos. What was his name?
I don't know. Do I get half a point if I know the movie, but I don't know the movie?
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
The bookkeepers. Let's go with the bookkeepers. Yeah.
I'm
55% confident.
All right.
A little bit over half. Bookkeepers.
Really?
Yeah. J-F-R-K.
No.
R-double-B-F-M.
Here we go. We've waited all the way to the end.
All right,
so we've got the Humper Pumper.
Yep.
On the list of places in England that have officially designated, that are officially designated city status, which five cities have names beginning with B?
Okay. All right, so we got cities in England.
I'm going to say Birmingham.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You can't take that one. Well, you pick a different
one. No, that's mine. But, Brighton.
Brighton.
Yeah.
Bristol.
Bristol, yes. Is the word.
You said Brighton, didn't you?
Yeah.
Birmingham, Bristol.
Brighton.
Brighton.
Big.
Something by the sea.
Probably.
Like,
or isn't that a yacht?
Yeah.
Icon of the sea.
Brimming from. No, that's just. I just made that up.
I don't think we're going to get five. I think three we got. I'm pretty confident of the three.
I'm pretty confident with the three as well. I'm just trying to think of soccer teams, maybe.
But we said Birmingham. We said. Brig and Orton.
Yeah. And Bruxford.
Bring a grog with you.
Yeah,
Brixton.
How about Bruv?
Bruv, no.
Oh, Brixton? You want to go Brixton?
Yeah, Brixton.
Okay, well, we got one more. Come on, we can get one more.
Can we have Brighton and then Brighton and Herve Albion?
Brighton by the sea.
Brighton early.
Brighton, yeah. Brighton not so bright.
Brighton bubbly?
Brighton bubbly.
That was you this day. Brighton baths. I don't think that's even.
All right, we're going to get 4 out of 5.
I don't like this one at all.
We'll try. You know, we tried. How do you think we went?
Yeah, I got a bad feeling.
Yeah, I don't have the best feeling in the world either. But, you know, we'll see how we go. Right now, show me a song. Let's go a bit of Nate Smith. World on Fire. Big country this one, Steve.
Smitty. That's a job. Smitty. That's a job.
It is. World on Fire, Nate Smith, 98.7 Audible PFM, and the results are in, Steve. The
results are in.
And look, we're going to be generous to ourselves this week, I think, because
we need
they were hard.
Were they?
And yeah, so what did we get wrong? Well, I think we got about 15, is that right?
Yeah, 15 is right. Choir was the Q-U-I-R-E, though, was for the 24. 24
sheets of paper, which is just a ridiculous thing.
The mountain was in Queensland, so it's... Tambourine Mountain.
Yeah.
Queensland.
Everyone knows that.
No, they don't. Not us. Raccoon Dog.
Yeah.
Was the Tanuki Wana. Yeah. Whatever it was. I'm not going to flip it around again. Yeah, everyone knows that.
No.
And the Holdovers.
Not the bookkeepers.
Not the beekeepers or the bookkeepers or anybody else's keeping.
Yeah. And now we're going to... also, we're not 100% sure, but you did say the author's name.
I'm taking Enid Blyton.
Yeah, because you did say that.
Did I?
And I was just saying other stuff that was...
Look, I'm pretty sure out of all the words we said...
That was a word that
Enid
did
came
say.
Out, Blyton came out.
And we had the Menzies versus...
Holt.
Holt off. Yeah. Yeah. And it was Menzies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pay that.
It's been my experience that Harold Holt is generally not the right answer unless it's which Prime Minister...
Drowned.
And where did he... Where was it? I'm going to say Cheviot Beach.
Ah, I was going to say Morty Creek.
Yeah,
but, and also the kicker.
Not with Pompey.
What was the kicker? We got three out of five.
We got Birmingham. We got Brighton and Hove. No Albion, but... And we got Bristol.
Yeah.
But we missed out on Bath and Bradford.
Bath and Bradford.
So they were the other two.
That's not too bad. Look, we improved from last week. They were hard.
Yeah, they were actually for us.
And we did okay.
I like the ones where it used to have, like, you could get ones, twos and threes.
Yeah.
So you can get, you know, you could blitz on the ones and go, oh, not that dumb.
Yeah.
Not so good on the twos. Go, well, you know, they're really hard. And then when the threes, you go, oh, you don't want to get them anyway, surely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Simple.
Okay, so this week, last week you did your top 10 favourite sports to watch on TV.
Yeah.
And because I'm a bit of a negatron, I've gone with the opposite and I've gone to top 10 most boring sports to watch on TV. Or my least favourite.
Yeah, turn them off.
Now, I really struggled to get it down to 10.
Oh, you're going
to
fess that, right?
Yeah, because, you know, turns out there's a lot of boring sports to watch. And also, some of these, I'm like, are they really a sport? And some of them are a little bit of a merge as well.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with, and now you're going to disagree with a lot of these, and I think some of them were on your favourites list.
Were they? Well, I'm going to keep stumm.
Yeah,
because I do interrupt a lot, so I'm gonna let you go.
I'll go for it, but if you if you hear blasphemer, then feel free to jump in. First one, pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you mean snooker or pool?
Yeah.
Or anything?
Well, they don't put pool on TV, do they?
Yeah.
Well, with the eight ball and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Well, no, that's what's on your list.
Oh, even if they did. Boring. Oh, I don't want to watch people. Trick shots I'm watching. It's boring. It's just boring.
I would give you pool. that because the balls are a lot bigger, the pockets are bigger, the table's smaller. I can't agree with
snooker. By the way, have you ever played pool on a billiards on a regular, like on a proper size table?
On a snooker table?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's so hard.
And that's why I'm not playing your snooker.
It's like three times as big.
Pool is like what we would play in the backyard. You know, bang, and you hit the balls hard and they go somewhere.
I've never seen pool on TV though. Mm-hmm. But okay, well, any sort of thing with a stick on a yeah. Second most boring, darts. And this is a little bit of an asterisk because is it really a sport? Darts.
What other sport can you not? Can you sit and watch and you not yell out 180 when it happens?
That doesn't make it fun. People are like, oh, you get to drink beer while you're playing. Yeah, they get to drink beer. I'm just sitting at home.
Yeah.
It's boring.
They look like they're having a good time.
Next one. Again, is it I don't know if this is a sport or not. Horse racing. Boring.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Boring. It's boring watching them get in there. It's boring them when they're going. The Melbourne Cup goes for like 18 minutes, it feels like.
Yeah.
And then the jockey's like, yeah, it's a great race. Meh. And then they parade them around for like another half an hour. Get on with it.
Yeah. I don't know where you put that, but that'd be way up in mine. Yeah. The horse race.
These aren't in any particular order. Yeah. These are just things I find boring.
Yeah, good call. Happy
this one's going to be controversial. Swimming. Hate watching swimming. 100 metres? 50 metres? Okay. But when you get the big ones, boring. And also, you can't really see where they're touching, so you're just basically waiting for the results to come in and be like, did they win? Did they not win? I can't see anything.
That is so un-Australian.
I know. Tell me
that. We are so good at long-distance swimming.
Yeah. Well, the next one is going to be...
Des Renford?
I know you're going to agree with me on this one. Next one, long-distance running.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... Wait
me when it's over.
Yeah, and I'm going to also put slash walking as well because it's like the world's loudest whisperer. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, that's walking.
But
ridiculous.
As soon as there's any sort of distance between anything, it's, you're just watching someone run.
Best thing about walking is when they get that little paddle go bang, you're out.
Yeah, it's fun. Next one, cycling.
Mm.
Boring to watch. I'm
do you mean like a velodrome or do you mean the Tour de France?
Unless they've got the one where they look back and they're trying to time it. That one's okay, but I'm going to still lump it in with cycling.
How about the Kieran? Do you like the Kieran?
Is that the one where they fling them?
I have no idea. I just like saying the word Kieran.
Oh, I went to school with Kieran. Kieran Lyshinsky.
It might be a point thing.
I like the one where they grab him and like...
Yeah, it's rollerball or something.
No, in cycling.
Rollerball.
They like push them. Yeah. Anyway, but cycling. Nice. As soon as you're watching long distance cycling, Tour de France, boring.
Tour de France is tough.
You're just watching people ride a bike. It's boring. Next one, I know you're not going to like this one either.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to go to cough.
Bless you. You're welcome.
Sailing.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Mm-hmm.
And boring.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's stuff going on. I know they're doing this. And they got the thing. And we need the thing. And the catamaran. Any type of sailing. I'm bored.
Yeah,
it's slow. It's from a distance. I know they're probably going fast. And I know it's very technical, but because I don't, this is for casual fans as well. If you're really into it, you're probably fascinated by it.
I'm a physics guy, and I still cannot understand how if this thing is being pushed by air, it's being pushed by the wind, and it can go faster than the wind.
Well, don't
how is that
me.
Possible?
I have no idea. As I don't
if
watch
you could
it.
Write in and let me know, please.
Next one. There's only one thing more boring than playing golf, and that's watching golf.
Oh, come on.
No, it's
Tiger
boring.
Woods?
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, seriously?
It's boring every day. And we've got Stephen now on the sixth green and get whoosh, and they go, in the hole!
Yeah.
And then they watch the ball land. Here's John now and he's chipping. Oh, boring, boring, boring.
Tiger Woods hit a pitching wedge from 184 and hit it within 6 feet out of rough.
Next one.
It's a freak.
Now, you definitely hate this one because this definitely wasn't your favourites. Baseball. This is how I watch baseball. Again, as a casual fan, you said you like all the stats and numbers, the analytics of it. This is how I see baseball. Nothing. Pitch, strike, pitch, ball, pitch, ball, pitch. Oh, you hit it. Oh, it's a foul. Pitch, strike, and now he's out. All right, next guy.
When a bowler bowls in cricket, do they just bowl the ball or is there some plan to what they're doing?
Yeah, cricket's boring as well, but I like it better, so it gets a pass.
All right.
Yeah, to a casual fan, baseball is, if you don't know what's going on, it's slow.
Ah, well, if you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and also I'm guessing there's moments where, it can have very exciting moments, but there are stretches where nothing's happening. Three guys, nothing happened. All right, switch, and then three guys come up, nothing happened. All right. Anyway, next one. It used to be on TV back in the day, but not so much anymore. Lawn bowls.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not very fun to watch.
John Dobby used to do it on World of Sport, give you the update.
Yeah.
How Cess Arbuckle went. That
boring.
Was always interesting.
Boring. I'm not saying playing lawn bowls, but watching lawn bowls.
David Snell?
Not the best.
No, I agree. It's pretty average.
And the last one before the actual winner is badminton. Badminton's boring to watch. It's hard to see the shuttlecock. Why do they have a shuttlecock? I like saying shuttlecock. I actually looked up badminton's top 10 plays to see if it was going to make the cut. And even the top 10 players were pretty goddamn boring. So that made the cut. And the worst one is a combination of three of the things on the list, triathlon. Because now I'm watching someone swim, I'm bored. Now I'm watching someone ride a bike, I'm more bored. And now I'm watching someone run, I'm asleep. And that's the kicker. That's the top. That's the top boring sport to watch.
Wow.
Because at least some of them you have to have, you know, they can have elements of excitement. But if you go, hey, do you want to come around and watch the swimming? No, I do not.
I don't think you go to someone's house to watch it.
But even if it's on, I'm like, is there something else on? Because I'm really getting bored of this swimming.
Were you never inspired by Kieran Perkins when he won from eight?
That's the Olympics gold medal.
Oh, so Olympics are a great sport to watch.
No, that's a race. And also, if it's a 1500, I'm getting bored. That goes for like 16 minutes. I can go make a cup of tea, come back, and go, who's winning? Oh, Thorpe's ahead. And it's also, I only care about that one race. I don't care about any other races. That's my list. I told you we weren't going to like it.
I would have seen things a little different. But no, that's your list. That's my list. I respect that you've gone to a lot of trouble to put that together.
Well, not a lot. Today I was like, what are the top 10 most annoying sports?
Righto.
Yeah, so that's my list. Anyway.
And the guarantee we have for next week is that one of us will do a list and it won't be sport related.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I know what it isn't.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we'll have a think during the song. All right. Right now, we've got a bit of Ferrari, who won the other day as well.
They did?
Yeah. 98.7, Matt and Steve. Matt and Steve, 98.7, RPPFM, 34 minutes past. I did it wrong. I didn't do the maths properly. 26 minutes to 6. When it goes past the half, you meant to do the 2 as opposed to...
I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah, exactly. Steve, now, you're a fan of the TV show Suits.
Yes.
Love a suit.
Love a suit.
And what's his name, the savant guy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Tommy.
Yeah, come on.
Gary.
No, the guy.
Oh, Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike what?
Mike, I'm not a savant. So he's the savant.
Oh, my God. What is it? Honestly, we need to, when you die, we need to study your brain. Okay. Because you're like, I used to work with a guy in 1982, and his name is John Bowman, and he lived next door to my the other guy. You name everyone.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen Suits?
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, and you can't remember the main character's last name.
Funnily enough, I can remember Mike Stivic out of All in the Family from 30 years ago, but I can't remember this dude.
You know, every lyric to the opening TV theme of every single show you saw as a kid, but not so much now.
No.
Great long-term memory, terrible short-term memory.
Yeah.
So Suits,
ask me in 20 years, no.
Yeah, I know. When you're 60, oh, I know that guy.
All right.
So Suits has taken over The Office...
From The Office, yeah.
By the way, this is a bit of an older story, but
no. It's
it's in the TV financial year, so it still counts.
Certainly.
So The Office was the most rewatched TV show on TV.
Yep.
On streaming.
And they measure it by are you ready for this? Number of, and in this case we're talking about billions, number of billions of minutes of accumulated watch time. I mean, that's a lot to count if you've only got two hands.
You're in the Suits Club.
Mm.
You've watched a couple of times.
I have.
And also, I deserve a you're welcome, Matt.
Because?
Well, you stopped watching Suits.
I did.
Because you thought something might happen.
I was anticipating something.
Well, why didn't you just Google it to see if it did happen? You're like, no, I'm not going to do that.
No.
So I went, well, I'm going to Google it and see what happens. And it turns out you were wrong.
And
then I informed you that you were wrong. Yeah. And you went... Oh, beauty. Now I can start watching Suits again.
I did. I mopped my brow and went, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I'll go back to watching.
Again, studying the brain. I don't know why you wouldn't just go, well, I'm going to see if this happens.
Well, because it was important. Those people mattered to me.
Yeah.
And I could
see people you can't remember the names of.
Well, they know who they are. I thought to myself, boy, if that happens, I'm going to be not happy.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not watch it, thanks.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing also some of the rewatchability with with you is that you can't remember the episodes.
It does help.
So you go, oh, what's going to happen next?
And every day's a new day.
Yeah. But I'm surprised that it's because it's like a dramedy, would you say? It's funny, but it's also drama.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a special relationship between the two main characters, whose name I obviously don't need to explain.
No, obviously no.
And there's a special relationship between those two guys. Like, it's a bit blokey for those two. I think it's a legal show, which people, I think, like legal shows.
I feel like
um, guys are pretty good looking. That's handy. The women are all good looking. So they're all, it's a beautiful people show. Yeah. Except for one guy, Lewis Lip. He was.
Lewis. Yeah, he was a bit of a Lewis. I know, it actually annoys me. I used to watch a TV show called Third Watch, and it was about police firemen in New York, and they would follow their day. And they, as the characters left, they got replaced by really good-looking people, and it put me off the show.
Oh, really?
Because I'm like, there's no way this model is a cop. Mm. Oh, now the fireman's gone. Oh, really? Now he's a male model fireman. Although the fireman before was pretty good-looking, actually. But he's a fireman. Yeah, he's a fireman.
So now you're getting into what are the chances. Yeah,
and same as like ER. Like ER, they had George Clooney.
Yeah,
but like the main doctor, he was like a boy. He looked like a doctor,
but he was only young then. When he wasn't like the George Clooney we see now,
he was still a stud.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, but then they started replacing all those people with really good looking people. Like, it's enough. It's enough already. And what else you got there? You got some.
Yeah, sure. So number one was 57.1 billion by the office. Now Suits is 57.7 billion minutes. Wow. Yeah. But number two on the list, I thought was pretty interesting. The cartoon show Bluey. Yeah. Was number two on their list.
Although I do get that.
43.9 billion minutes.
I know your daughter Beck has just had a babies, and it hasn't got there yet, but this happens a lot when I go to my friend's houses where they just have it on and it's just playing.
Really?
And the kids kind of like come in and I look at it every little bit and it's just playing.
Wow.
So I guess some of the numbers might be slightly fudged there because I think Bluey episodes, I think, are only like 6-7 minutes. So they will just have it on continuously.
Right.
So it's just playing for maybe 2 hours when really... So it's a little bit deceptive, that one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, what else was up there? NCIS was number three, Grey's Anatomy number four, and a show called Coco Melon, which I'm not familiar with. No, number five anyway. And then they went and talked about movies.
You know what's a bit sad about that list? They're all old shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think people are watching them again, aren't they? They're not...
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I have one the other day. I'm going to rag on my... family.
Uh-oh.
Let's just say the episode of a 90s TV show with certain aircraft and military personnel and lawyers.
Right.
Let's just say it was JAG.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was on. And then my mum proceeded show, to JAG, rag yeah. On Neil.
Rag JAG.
For rewatching a show he's seen 25 times, then proceeds to put on, it was The Nanny for a second, and then it got remixed to Doc Button, which both of them have seen 25 times.
Mm, so yeah.
I'm like, you can't rag it and do this. Anyway, sorry.
Are you seeing some incongruent statements?
I'm annoyed because I don't like either one of those shows.
What can they put on something I like?
Exactly. Mm. Just put on some Seinfeld. No.
Anyway. So, yeah. So, that was big news. I mean, I think they're getting to the stage now where it has to be pretty special. The Office was number one for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And who knows? And also with Suits, I don't know if you're aware, they're actually just starting to make a new series.
Oh.
It's called Suits LA. So it has... I think some of the characters make an appearance,
right?
But it's set in LA now, not New York, which is where the other one was set.
Yeah,
and I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I watched the first one, but I got a feeling it might not be great as the other one was.
Yeah, I can see that being.
But I think they're trying to get the elements which were attractive to people. Mm. So a lot of the banter was significant. Mm. The stories were of some importance, but the relationships were fantastic. So. Hopefully that's what they're trying to strive for, and if they can get it, great.
Yeah.
If they can't,
that's quite well done.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you got some movies there as well.
Yes, yeah, so they did the same for movies. They did say Disney was the most watched movie channel of all the streaming.
Yeah,
Moana was number one.
Mm.
Encanto,
yeah,
number two. Elemental.
Same thing though. The numbers are kind of fudged because, as we all know, kids tend to get a movie and they'll just keep watching that same movie. You know, when I was a kid, it was Aladdin.
Yeah, right.
It was a Lion King, and you go, you watch it 4,000 times. The kids just don't get sick of stuff the way adults do.
Just a small point where it says these are number of billions of minutes watched.
Mm.
How do they know how many people are watching it? Because if three people are in the room watching it, that would be like three times 1.5 hours.
It would just be one per person, obviously.
Is it?
Because they can't. Obviously, they can't figure out those numbers.
And in the same way, if there's nobody in the room, it gets a zero, doesn't it?
Yeah, like Bluey. Like Bluey. The numbers are a little bit. I mean, I've heard Bluey's very good. I've never seen an episode of Bluey.
Yeah,
it would be kind of creepy if I did, to be honest. But apparently, it is very good. But I think those numbers are slightly fudged, just because kids just have them on in the background and just.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, this is a brand new song.
No, it is not.
No, it's not. It's Tina Arena. You know what she's in, Steve?
Chains.
She's in Chains. And you're at 98.7, Matt and Steve. We got billions of views.
Billions.
One of the greatest songs of all time.
Oh, wow.
It is.
That went from 0 to 100 pretty quick.
It is.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song. Could you imagine anyone not liking Tina Arena?
I can name one person.
Couldn't be anybody.
Not anyone of a sound mind.
Neutral would be the worst, surely. Five.
Neutral would be worse, yeah.
It'd be, just a five.
Yeah, that's
really?
A three. Yeah.
I'd still go berserk over a five. How can you do that to a five?
Yeah, ridiculous. So, Steve, a TV show launched mm-hmm. this week, which I'm happy because I don't have to see the ads anymore because they were absolutely doing my head.
They were tragic.
A TV show much like Maths. Much like
my favorite subject at school.
Much like what's the one where the celebrities dance?
Yep, the Dancing Celebrities.
Dancing with the Stars.
With the Stars, yep.
Much like those shows where and also my favorite, The Masked Singer. Where I'm going,
it's the Unmasked Singer since our
who is watching this?
Yeah, nobody.
And the show I'm talking about is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, they should have I'm a Celebrity. The celebrity part should be in air quotes.
Air quotes, yep.
Or just quotes because it's, text.
Is there an emote that does that? Air quotes?
Oh.
An emoji?
No.
Should be.
There might be. Actually, there might be a little man with two. That'd be kind of good if they did.
If not.
Yeah, we should invent it. $1 billion idea right there, Steve.
You're welcome.
So that launched, and I've seen the ads.
Yeah.
With Rob.
No, they're
Rob
terrible.
Irwin.
Yeah. Hopefully they're meant to be terrible, and it worked.
Well, yeah. If that was the goal, they nailed it.
Yeah.
Now I haven't seen the list of celebrities.
Mm.
I haven't seen any of the show. If it's even aired yet, I don't even know.
Yep. Started. You can go to start. So,
I know you asked me, have I seen a list of people? And I said no.
Yeah.
And then you said, well, how about I tell you who's in the show and see if you know who anyone is.
Yeah. We'll see if they qualify as celebrity. Personally.
Now I do know one person. It's in there.
Yep.
Frankie Muniz.
Hey, Frankie.
Star of Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, I think it was on, last week? Oh, no, that was on like early 2000s.
I thought he was the guy out of American Pickers. Yo, Frankie, come on. You
Frankie.
Anyway.
You know what? Actually, I saw him in an interview and he invested in parking garages with his Malcolm in the Middle money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart. Like car parks.
Because all you have to do is like paint the lines every couple of weeks and he's earned money.
There's not a lot of outlay, is there?
Yeah. He's like, it was great. He goes, I'm not broke at all.
What's his worth now? What's his worth, would you say?
Well, he's got all that parking lot money. I have no idea. But
Spondooli.
He wouldn't be one of those people that go, nah, well.
15? 15 million?
I want to say 20.
20?
Yeah.
He might have kept some of that... Kindergarten money you made.
That's what I mean. Reinvested in money.
Have a look at the next song.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through. I've had a guesstimate, and I think you're going to know about half of them.
Okay.
And I think the others, I mean, you can tell me if they qualify as
celebrities. As celebrities, yeah.
And even the people you know may not qualify as celebrities.
Okay.
All right. So let's start off with Michelle Bridges.
Yes, I know her. She's the one of the fitness trainers on Biggest Loser.
Correct. So everyone knows her. She's had her ups and downs, obviously. But yes, absolutely right. So we'll put her in the yes category.
That's a ding.
Yeah.
That's a ding.
All right. And these are in no order, by the way. So, Khan Ong.
Khan Ong.
K-H-A-N-H. Kana. Is that Kana? I don't
know. Ong.
Ong. O-N-G.
Is that the guy from Fisk?
Are you asking questions now? Is it?
Yeah. Is that the guy from Fisk, the Asian comedian guy?
That's a good guess. But he's actually... Do you want to have another guess?
Because
it's no. Okay. No. The celebrity cook shot to notoriety on 2018's MasterChef before returning to the franchise in 2020.
Right. So he's famous from being on a reality TV show.
Correct.
And now he's gone on another reality
But he was a celebrity cook, so I assume... He was the guy that came, he wasn't one competing. He was one that came in and showed them how to do something. He also starred on the 9th season of Survivor.
So maybe he's not a reality television slut.
Given that neither of us know what he's done or who he is, I'm going to put that in the no side.
That's a bobble.
Okay,
I thought he was the comedian.
One all.
Yeah.
All right. Callum Hull.
Callum Hull. I know his brother, Callum Murray.
Half brother.
He's all hands, that guy. Right. No idea.
Hole was on Love Island Australia in 2022.
Ah, is that another reality?
Where he placed runner-up. I mean, I thought you remembered that.
Obviously.
And he also starred in the US version of the same show.
Ah.
Or of the show Love Island Games.
Callum Hole. Callum Hole. Yeah. Nap, bubble.
That's a two. So it's one yes, two no's.
Yeah.
Frankie, as you put, I'll give him a yes, so that's a two.
Frankie, everyone knows that guy, though.
And a Hilary Duff. Yep. So 2-2.
Yep.
Tristan McManus.
That's Rove's brother.
That doesn't count. You can't just say it's somebody's brother, and
nephew,
that's why he's famous.
Cousin.
He is. I think he is related.
Is he really?
I think he is.
Okay. What does he do?
He's an Irish TV presenter. Most recently, co-hosted Studio 10 for 3 years until it was axed.
So that bloke from that.
And now works as a sideline reporter for the A League on Channel 10.
Well, I haven't checked out the A-League for a while. I mean, it's better than horse racing, but only slowly.
Man, oh man. Oh, he's been on Dancing with the Stars.
Of course he has.
And Strictly Come Dancing.
So this should be called I Used to Be a Reality TV Star, Get Me Out of Here.
I think it's a merry-go-round somewhere.
Man.
All right, so where am I going to put Tristan?
That's a bubble.
Oh, it's a bubble. So what have we got? 3-2 now.
Okay.
Three unknowns. Mm. Stephen K. Amos.
Yeah, I do know him.
Yep. What is
he? Is it the British comedian?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Ding, I know him. No.
3-3. Right.
Yeah.
Ellie Cole. Not Hole, Cole.
Ellie Cole. No.
Oh, actually, literally not Hole.
No. Oh.
She's a retired Paralympic.
I was thinking it, and then you said it.
Retired Paralympic swimmer. Who used to train with the people. I'm going to say she's not.
No, I don't
in
know.
In my eyes,
yeah, no.
Because you don't like swimming anyway.
No, exactly.
But everybody else, household.
So I'm definitely not watching, you know. I mean, I'm
going in circles.
Well, no, I'm not watching. Yeah, I don't know who she is. No.
All right, so I've lost score already, but okay. We're going to say that's a no.
Yep.
Candace Warner, come on.
That's Shane Warner. That's David Warner's wife, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
she's like Instagram famous.
But before that too, she was in Surf Life Saving. She used to go in the Iron Woman events.
Okay.
When she was Candace.
Bergen.
Bicknell.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Candace, I used to know.
Well,
she's famous.
Yeah, I wouldn't know her though. Yeah.
Okay. You probably know her better than Sky Wheatley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a new delicious cereal. Sky Wheatley, is that related to
Glenn? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Social media influencer.
Ah, yeah.
First on 2014 Big Brother. Remember?
No.
It was only 10 years ago.
Well, they don't say their last names on Big Brother either.
True.
Yeah. I actually may know. I used to watch Big Brother.
She won over the Gold Coast. She was third in that. Come on. She's, what is she now? She's got a lot of Instagram followers.
Well, that's good. That's good for her. But that's a bubble.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know what this.
How many have we got left?
I'm going to say two.
Okay, quick.
Brittany Hockley.
No.
Former Bachelor runner-up. You can't remember. Is that a radio co-host in Kiss FM? Doesn't say where. Is it in Melbourne?
Nah.
Hockley?
No. No idea. Because I don't watch reality TV shows. I don't know who
you got no chance, have you? Yeah. All right. And the lucky last, Peter Dacos.
Hey!
Retired AFL star.
I do know Peter Dacos. Yep. So what was that? I know three?
I'm going to get you to say Dacos.
Nunes.
Warner.
No, I don't know Warner.
Candace Warren.
No, I don't know.
All right. Amos.
Munez. And Dacos.
I don't even know what that is. And Bridges.
Bridges. Who was Bridges again?
Michelle Bridges.
Fitness. Yeah. Four.
I had you down for five.
Four out of 12.
I thought you would have known Candace Warren.
Nah. Do you know Candace Warren?
Noah. Yeah, I used to watch it when she... Because I used to surf lifesaving.
That's right. Yeah. No, because you like the sports that I listed as
surf boats in particular.
That's right, surf boats. I like the one where they're laying down and they've got the peg in the ground.
Yeah, the beach sprint.
That's fun.
That's awesome.
I like that one.
And they jockey for position.
Yeah.
Have to bump each other. And
yeah. But if they're on horses, I'm not watching it.
No way.
All right. Let's go to another tune. After this, we're going to come back and wrap up the show. This is Taylor. She's just got a brand new album coming out, Steve.
Wow.
Yeah, very exciting.
Not really, no.
I think there's 21 on the ARIA charts at the moment. There's a bit of Water.
Be another one. Make me
sweet. Taylor, Water. New album coming out.
Taylor Water.
Not Taylor Swift. Taylor. It's just Taylor.
Honestly thought you were talking about Taylor Swift.
It's just Taylor like Cher. Also, we've got an update on the Balloon Boy as well.
Yeah. What happened?
We don't know. So, yeah.
Damn it. The update is we don't have an update.
They're still doing the investigation.
You know they say that, you know, people in a plane, they go, planes gone missing?
Mm.
They go, oh, yeah, people are missing, presumed, what, dead. Airborne.
Yeah, yeah.
Just flying around
still,
up there.
Still falling.
Anyway.
That was a bridge stack as well the other day.
Bridge too far.
Yeah, bridge too far.
God damn it.
Drunken sailor. No, I think they lost power.
Yeah.
And then went, hey, there's a bridge.
Yeah, that should stop us.
Yeah, and then they hit the bridge. And it didn't stop them.
What about the death toll? Were there people on the bridge at the time?
It was like 1:30 in the morning, but it's a 3-kilometer long bridge.
Yeah.
And I think there were, I think they said about 8 cars were on there. And I don't know if, you know, because if you're at the end of the bridge, you can see it collapse and be like, oh, let's speed up.
Yeah. Well, what would your brain be saying? Your brain wouldn't be saying, oh, it looks like the bridge is falling. You'd be going,
my brain,
I got to stop drinking. Going, exactly.
Where was it?
In,
it was in America.
Yeah. Do you not know exactly where? Galt, was it? Wasn't San Francisco or anything like that, was it?
Again, Matthew and Steve reporting for. no, but it was interesting footage. And obviously only the people on the bridge were hurt, I'm guessing.
I've heard 6 people died.
On the boat?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you, but I'm not going to now.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk about this on the radio because we don't know enough about it.
But I did hear that the ship did send out a distress signal just before the... Which said...
You say signal?
Yeah. There's a bridge in the way.
Steve, that's the end of the show.
Already?
Yeah, stick around for the Spanish show.
All right.
Say bye.
Hey, Matt, not all your pets can be wrong, okay? Just remember that.
There we go.
I am, bye.